Chairman Wiggins was in Milwaukee last month to talk to the local news media and grassroots supporters. This time he spoke to the business suit or dress wearing Milwaukee Rotarians. Wiggins talked about how he believes the taconite mine would threaten ground and surface waters on or near the tribal reservation. He says if a Republican-backed mining deregulation bill advancing at the state capitol becomes law, the Bad River and other mining opponents will turn to the federal government for help.
There would probably be a point where we'd have to wash our hands of the state of Wisconsin and essentially approach this through the federal side of things. There we have treatment as a state, well, like the state of Wisconsin, and we have water quality standards that are essentially delegated federal authority.
Wiggins also says it's possible that the real aim of the mining bill is to open the door for other mining projects in northern Wisconsin. Wiggins seems to have won over some members of the Milwaukee Rotary Club, especially those concerned about sport fishing in Lake Superior, worldwide water supplies, or the iron and steel markets. Other Rotarians are in a wait-and-see mode. Patent attorney Dan Federley says his decision boils down to a key question.
Is there an environmentally safe way to extract that ore from the ground? Or what we're really talking about here is just stopping the whole project and leaving the ore in the ground.
Next week, Milwaukee Rotarians will hear from a spokesman for one of the state's biggest pro-mining groups, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.